want anyone to perish, and that you're giving everybody an opportunity. You're giving everybody time to seek your face and to learn your way, your plan for salvation. That Jesus and Jesus alone is the way, the truth, and the life. We thank you for that, Father. And today, Father, we pray you would just replenish us, refresh us, renew us. Might we have that first zeal that we had when we first understood the salvation plan and that we were forgiven. Help us to continue to love you with all of our hearts and to love each other. Father, we just ask you to show us anything in our hearts that's not right. Any unforgiveness of others, any bitterness, anger, fear, worry. Father, we ask that you would just help us to push all of that out of our lives and give us a pure heart, a heart full of love and joy and peace. We thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' precious name, our soon coming King, amen.
It's so good to see you all this afternoon.
Sure is.
Right here in Windsor Manor in Stark, Florida.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful that all of you have come out to be with us in our worship service.
Yeah.
And we're just going to sing and praise the Lord and bring the word here in a few minutes. And most of all, we're going to uplift the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
There's a song it's called The Lighthouse. And I just pray that it'll enjoy you. We haven't sang it here before. And that's a beautiful old song. The Lighthouse. Amen.
Jesus is our lighthouse, isn't it?
Amen.
We look to the light of God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
I keep doing it up. Keep doing it up.
Here's my house.
Every time he
boats at night.
We go through
to keep from running on the rocks. They'd look and they'd see where the lighthouse was shining the light, and they'd know where not to go. Well, now they've got radar and they've got all kinds of GPS and all that stuff. And they don't use the old lighthouses much anymore for nothing except sightseeing. But you know, that's not true about Jesus.
Nope.
We need Jesus. We needed him 2,000 years ago, and we need him today.
Amen.
There's nothing any newer, there's nothing any better than Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Amen.
And I thank God for the lighthouse, for Jesus is my lighthouse.
He keeps
me from the rocks of sin. He's been so good to me that I don't know how to thank him except just do what I'm doing today. Have a church here at Windsor in the afternoon. And we had Riverwood this morning. I don't know of doing anything but what God shows me to
Amen.
Do.
Amen.
He directs my path. And he gave me the Holy Ghost that I can walk in that path.
Amen.
And I know that one day that my time here on this earth will be no more. But until then, I'm just going to keep on serving my Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
He is worthy to be loved. He is worthy to be served. He is worthy of all praise, honor, and glory.
Amen.
And I stand before you today. I say to you that if it wasn't for Jesus, I wouldn't be here today.
Amen.
He brought me a mighty long way, and he's not finished with none of us yet. As long as we're breathing, he's not finished with us.
Amen.
And I want you to know that God loves you. And you don't have to feel bad about growing old or things happening to your body. Because if you're a child of God, there's coming a day when there'll be a new body. There'll be a new life. There'll Amen. Be a new heaven and a new earth. All things will be in the past, but all things from God will be in the future. Can
Amen.
You say amen?
Amen.
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 So
be no pain.
There's be, going to be a meeting in the air.
That's right.
There'll be no pain and no sorrows.
That's right. That's right, brother. God himself will wipe the tears from our eyes. Let's put our hands together. Let's sing this song.
He's balling.
John and the well-known
to be like Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
We all should want to be like Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
And you may say, well, look at me, look at what shape I'm in. Well, you know, God's looking at your heart.
That's right.
Because He's going to give you a new body one day.
Amen.
But you've got to give your heart to Him now.
Amen.
Because when you leave this world, it's too late to give your heart to Him.
Amen.
That's right.
He wants you now, just the way you are.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And then He does the cleanup.
Amen.
He's praise changed me. Over 45 years, I've seen things drop away from my life. And the thing I care about most is talking to Jesus, reading the Word, and hearing His Spirit speak to my spirit.
He came into my life when I was 14 years old.
You were 14.
And I know that I've got a mansion waiting for me when I get up there.
You sure do.
And I thank God for what He's done for me. I've been through a lot of operations.
Yeah.
But Jesus has brought me out of all of them.
Amen.
Now, and if you don't have the blood of Jesus in your heart, mm-hmm. all I ask, anyone that's in this facility, if you don't have the blood of Jesus in your heart, ask Jesus today to come into your heart. All you got to say is, Jesus, forgive me for all my sins, what I've done.
Amen.
He will come into your heart.
You sure have the gospel.
Good word, brother.
Yes.
Website.
And I know you've been telling a lot of people the way home, haven't you?
This world is not my home.
No, it isn't. We're just strangers walking through this earth. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through.
Amen.
My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels
welcome me from heaven's open door,
and
I can feel at home in this world that He's won. Okay.
know, we don't need to get too comfortable down here, do we?
No, we don't.
You know, they're saying, a lot of people don't know it. Your Bible is a roadmap.
That's right.
That Bible is like a
roadmap. Amen, brother.
If you don't believe in that Bible, it's going to be a roadmap. Just listen to it. When you hear Jesus, six white horses, and you hear the trumpet sound, you know my master is here coming to take me home.
Yes. Well, my mother used to sing the old song, and I just know a couple of words. It says, I'm using my Bible for roadmap. And that is, the Bible is the roadmap to heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's open up the word today, and let's hear about what is impossible, and let's hear what is possible.
Amen.
Now, in the book of Mark, we're going to go, let's go right here in the 10th chapter, and let's go to the 27th verse. And Jesus, looking upon his disciples, saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible.
Amen.
Now, what were Jesus and the disciples talking about? If you go back a few verses, you'll see where this man, he was a good man. And he had lots of possessions. And he came and asked Jesus, he said, what can I do to enter into the kingdom of God? And Jesus said, sell all that you have and give it to the poor and come follow me. And this man was very wealthy, and he was not willing to give up what was closest in his heart. You see, with some of us, we have to be careful that we don't make money a god.
Right.
We need money. I understand that. But I also see where people with a lot of money seems like they never get enough. They want more and more and more. Now, how much is enough?
You know.
And Jesus said, it's like a camel going through the eye of the needle. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. You know why he said that? Because all this man lived for was to get more money and more money, more money. And do you know that after God takes care of our needs, everything else he gives us, we're supposed to share?
That's right.
Amen.
We're not supposed to just stockpile it all up, because one day we're going to die and then somebody else is going to get the money. God wants us to enjoy Him and trust in Him to supply all of our needs.
Amen.
We need to make the Lord Jesus our Lord and our Savior and our God. Amen. We need to put Him first.
Amen.
Above everything, above our children, our grandchildren, our husband, our wife. We need to put Jesus above all.
Amen.
And that's why Jesus said, with men it's impossible, but nothing is impossible with God.
Amen.
You know why? He sent his son. God sent his son to save us from our sins.
Amen.
We are all sinners.
Amen.
I'm a sinner saved by grace, and some people don't want to admit it. But you know what? If it wasn't for Jesus, when I died, I'd go to hell.
Amen.
If it wasn't for Jesus, we'd all go to hell.
Amen.
But Jesus came so that we could be with Him and our Heavenly Father forever, and we have to make a choice.
That's right.
You and I have to make a choice. We can't sit down and feel sorry for ourselves because we have a soul that will never die.
Amen.
That's right.
This body's dying daily. So what? Jesus made it possible to have eternal life. That's why we celebrate Easter, because they put Him in the tomb, and on the third day He come out of that grave, and He's alive. He's alive forevermore.
Amen. Amen.
Praise be to God. I don't have to fear death, and you don't either.
Amen.
Jesus defeated death, hell, and the grave for you and for me.
Amen.
He makes a way where there seems to be no way. There is nothing impossible with my God.
Amen. Amen.
But there are things that only God can do. And the devil, you know, he wants to try to get us to believe that poor old me, and I'm in a nursing home, or I'm getting old, and I'm not of use anymore. That's a lie from devil's hell.
That's right.
God has a purpose for you and me to be here on this earth, breathing the air that we breathe. And He, when He is finished with us, we're out of here.
Amen. Amen.
But until then, we got to keep being a witness.
Amen.
Because it was impossible for me to work my way into heaven.
Amen.
But with God, nothing's impossible. So He sent His Son so that you and I could go to heaven.
Amen.
Yeah.
But we have to make the choice. We have to make the choice whether we're willing to follow God in this life, repent of our sins, or sit around looking like a bullfrog and rejecting Jesus. Now the choice is ours. Pastor, did you come and finish up?
Amen.
Right in here.
Amen. You know, the angel told Mary that too. Remember, she said, "How can I, a virgin, have a baby of God?" And He said, "Nothing is impossible with God."
Amen.
And you look at the Old Testament and how Sarah and Abraham were given a miracle baby. And Rebecca was prayed for by her husband, and she had twins, Jacob and Esau. Anything is possible with God.
Amen.
He could raise us all up right now, today. He could give us back total health. We could be like teenagers again.
Amen.
If that were His will. But you know, He says that He shows forth His glory and His strength in our weakness.
Amen.
So when we see, we come to a nursing home and we see you all loving the Lord and worshiping Him and remembering how He saved you when you were 14, for
Amen.
Example, and how He's carried you all these years, He's helped you to this point, you know that it's not impossible for Him to do anything with you today.
Amen.
At your age. You would be able to tell others the gospel message. If you can't speak today, He could give you the ability to speak.
Amen.
If you can't see today, He could give you the ability to see. But those things are not so important as compared with making sure you have eternal life with the Lord Jesus. And Pastor Buck told us the way, didn't he?
Amen.
God made it possible for us to be in the presence of a holy, righteous God forever and ever through through his sacrifice on the cross, his precious blood. And so as this man thought he was such a good person, Jesus had to put his finger on the one thing that would keep him out of heaven, his money.
His love
for money, right? Thank you. He couldn't give that up. None of us can give up our flesh without the power of the Holy Ghost, of Jesus Christ on the cross. He's the one that shows us the sin in our lives. You know, I thought I was a pretty good person, but I compared myself with other people. I was better than so-and-so and so-and-so. But a holy, righteous God, could I come into his presence with whatever good works that I used to do? No, I couldn't come into the presence of a holy and righteous God. I'd be burned up, wouldn't I?
Amen.
I'd have to come with his way, by his way, the possible way, God's way, through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he showed me that, he showed me the sin that I had committed. And I agreed with God the Father. I said, yes, you're right. I did do this. I did do that. I lied. I did this. I coveted. I didn't put you first in my life. I was first in my life. And I asked for forgiveness. Oh, the Lord said, Jesus paid for all that. And he filled me to overflowing with his Spirit. And you know, when you're full of his Spirit, you got to tell somebody.
Amen.
You want to tell somebody the way home.
That's right.
I told everybody. I called them up. I wrote them letters. Whatever I had to do to share the good news.
Amen.
That Jesus had changed my life. And you know, it says in Romans 8:28, that all things work together for good to those who love God or are the called according to his purpose. And 29 says, because he's making us like Jesus. Won't it be wonderful when we have hearts like his that are just so full of love and joy and peace and patience and faith? We will have faith like you've never known it. He'll take us through this life, and our faith is growing and growing and growing and growing, because when we run into trouble, we go to the Lord in prayer, and he answers. And we
Amen.
Go, oh, my God can do anything.
Amen.
Nothing is impossible with God. God has restored relationships in my life through my seeking him and asking him for help. God has changed my life, the things I enjoy. Everything has really much passed away except love for him and love for others.
Amen.
You know, Buck said to me the other day, would you like to go on a cruise? I don't have any desire to go on a cruise. I've seen a lot of things in the world, too. But I can't see it all, and I can watch TV and see California, and I can see waterfalls on TV.
Amen.
My point is, my desire to travel and see and to do are gone pretty much.
Amen.
My desire is to know my Savior, to walk with him, to love him, and to love my husband and love all of you. That's what it's all about.
Amen.
We don't need anything else. We'll have an eternity together to see the awesomeness of our Creator's creation. If you get a chance, ask the activity director to go to YouTube on your special TV and look at videos about God's creation. They'll show you the telescope Hubble and all of the universe that they're able to see. And there's so much more.
Amen.
Can't you just see Jesus showing us around, showing us everything he's created.
Yes.
It's going to be wonderful. But more than anything, being with him, seeing him face to face, is going to be the most wonderful joy in our lives. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Today, before we close, I want to give you an opportunity. If you're not sure you're saved, you need to make sure right now that if you die today, you go to heaven instead of hell.
Amen.
Now, you have a choice. I'm going to ask you if you want to receive Christ, raise your hand and I'll pray with you. Or you can reject it, and then when judgment day comes and Jesus says, depart from me, I never knew you, into the lake of fire, he's going to say, you remember that old preacher that gave you the invitation and you rejected it? Well, that's why I don't know you. I don't know you. So I'm going to say this. In closing today, is there anyone that would like for me to pray with you to receive Christ? You pray from your heart, and I'll pray right here, and you agree with me. If you'll raise your hand right now, we'll pray. We'll pray. Is there one? Is there two? Is there three? Four? More? Let's pray this prayer together.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for our time together. And now, Lord, we pray from our heart. We pray that you would forgive us of our sins and receive Jesus Christ as our Savior. We believe, Lord, that you are the way, the truth, and the life, that God the Father so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Amen.
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen.
We believe, receive, we're willing to turn from our sin and follow you.
Amen.
Let your sweet Holy Ghost come into these bodies. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And everybody says,
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing this song.
Oh,